This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. 16 elementary schools in Colorado's second largest school district could close. They're on a list of recommended closures that Jefferson County released last night. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
All the Jefferson County schools on the list have fewer than 220 students and are using less than 45% of the building's capacity. Superintendent Tracy Dorland says declining enrollment at the schools has been a constant pain point.
And this is not because of the individuals in those buildings. It is because of the lack of resources to provide the program we all want for our students.
A declining birth rate is the biggest factor behind the closures. The district also faces a $30 million deficit. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
In Mesa County, Deputy County Clerk Belinda Nisley has pleaded guilty to three election-related misdemeanors in a deal that could include her cooperation with prosecutors in their case against the county clerk, Tina Peters. CPR's Bender Berkland reports.
In her deal with prosecutors, Nisley will get unsupervised probation, 150 hours of community service, and is banned from working in elections administration again. Nisley pled guilty to her role in an alleged plan by Peters to allow an unauthorized person to copy the hard drives of Mesa County's voting machines. Those copies were later leaked online. Nisley also faced felony charges, but those were dropped as part of her plea deal. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The state has a new program to make community college free for aspiring healthcare professionals. CPR's John Daly.
The aim is to invest in building the healthcare workforce and help would-be workers join an industry that offers good-paying jobs. Starting this fall, students who enroll in one of several programs will be reimbursed for tuition, fees, and materials through 2024. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Bear break-ins are on the rise, and wildlife officials are urging people to secure their homes. The Denver Post reports the state has killed 63 bears this year. I'm Mike Lamb. It's Morning Edition here on CPR News.